Okay, so the universal screener is geared to help assess, you know, the degree of intensity perhaps of instructional need that students might have. So tier one, tier two, and tier three. It is not specific to being able to say this student struggled with this particular content and that's why they're struggling. So the diagnostic assessment is to fill in some of those holes, what you don't get out of a universal screener. A universal screener is going to be short, and so you're not going to have any ability to validly assess, was it really whole numbers that kept them back or was it something else, because they're short. And so you get a good sense of what tier they might be at in terms of need for intervention, but you don't get the detail about particular students and their needs. And so the diagnostic assessment that I'll talk about sort of uses learning progressions as a way to inform where are they really struggling.
But not everybody needs a diagnosis.
Right. And so in particular, you know, this might be best for the tier two sort of level. At least the ones that we've talked about at this point, or that we've developed so far. They don't necessarily go, these are middle school assessments, they don't go all the way back to first grade concepts per se.